I think the thing we have to recognize with both the goalies is we lean on both of them, and primarily on one. And I think we have to recognize that with Andre Pavlik, he's our go-to guy. And you have to find a balance of how to play this and how to juggle this stuff. You know, we know the situation. We know what it is. And I think at the end of the day, you've got to get your go-to guy going. That's what you have to do, and you have to balance it. You know, I'm not into playing mind games with players, so I think we have to be smart in how we deal with stuff and up front.
So when you have a clear line between number one and number two, based on their histories and their contracts for that, is there a danger in having the number two guy in the net for too long a period?
I wouldn't say a danger, because at the end of the day, you have to do what you have to do. You know, I wouldn't say there'd be a danger in it. You gotta let it play at the course. I think you gotta let the course play itself out. You gotta, at the end of the day, you have to manage this thing in the right direction. What is that? It's how we're trying to do it. It gets played out. That's eventually how it gets played out, you know, through time. Well, oh, I see. Yeah. In that case, with it. It gets managed the way it gets managed. In our case, I think we're managing it the right way. Let's put it that way. You know, people have opinions, so they can agree or disagree. But I think right now we're trying to get it on track. We understand what's happening with it. Our team needs to play better. Like, that's the first thing. Like, I wouldn't only point with the goalies. Our team play needs to be better, and so we can look at different areas of that. But we need to be better there. I don't think they do. If they do, I don't think it's by design.
Go back over the video.
I don't know. I don't believe so. Sometimes it's glaring. You know, you can really see it. I don't believe so. I don't sense that. I don't feel that. Let's put it that way. I don't. You know, some people might say, "Oh, clearly they do," but I don't sense that. I know that this is a little bit of a bump right here, so, you know, but it'll work itself out. You know what, I think that all teams would like to have that 968 save percentage. It's like Colorado. They were going guns out at first. Well, they were clipping along at 960, both of them. We'd all love that. Do we lean on them? I don't think we lean on them any more than that. We don't preach it. We don't coach it that way. They're part of the team. They're part of the group of 23, and we deal with them as part of the group. It's great when they can get the numbers to help, but we help the numbers too. Where are the shots coming from? Are they coming from the red zone? Are they outside the dots? You know, how many power plays are you giving up? You know, so the quality of those things, you got to look at your body of work and what you have. And then for us, goaltending is a big part, but look around the league, it's a big part for everybody. Zach Bogosian, I think, is ready to play. Looks like his conditioning is pretty good. We've had him practice with us a few times, and we're hopeful that he'll be able to carry on in the game tomorrow. We'll see what happens tomorrow, because stuff happens, you know.
You mentioned the team's going through a little bump right now. In your time here, and in any time in your coaching career, have you been part of a team that was under the kind of scrutiny that this team is under right now, going through this particular bump?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so. This is kind of new. But, you know, this to me goes under the umbrella of adversity and how do you deal with it. And my job is to find solutions, and problems become semi-complex, more complex. It's, you know, so you try to find solutions. I don't remember quite like this, but this, I view it as a good challenge, you know, and I think I can handle this thing, and we're navigating, and we're trying to find solutions, and it's not easy, but it's not easy for a lot of people. Well, we're just trying to find a, you know, we'll watch practice and see how lines go, how pairs go, how it all goes. You're just trying to find some things that are going to make you work, make it work in the game that can lead to success. Sometimes I don't believe they've been together very much, so will that work? You know, we need to find some things that helps us get some games and some wins together. And if that helps, that, you know, that's what we're looking for. You know, does that answer your question? Like,
you'd like
me to be specific on what it is makes both of those guys go? Like well, first of all, Buff can be an offensive guy and Party can be a defensive guy that can play with size, get it stopped, and just defend. You know, if both of them are caught up the ice all the time, that won't work. You know, so I think that it can work from that standpoint. You know, but we need control from both of them too. You know, I would, if they're both up the ice, it wouldn't last very long. Trust me on that. I'd be down there talking to Charlie. You know what? Toby Enstrom's a good player, and like he can make contributions in a lot of different ways. So I don't need points specifically, but he can be a guy. He's got good vision. I'd like him to shoot a little bit more. So would he, probably. More of a passer, but I think sometimes you go through cycles and things go and don't go, you know. So I don't need him to answer your question. I don't need him to. He's not only about points, and that isn't how I define Toby Enstrom. He can do a lot of good things. I know one thing. If I was a player or a forward, I'd like to be on the ice when he's on the ice because he'll get you the puck, and that speaks volumes. Yeah, he can do a lot of things. You know, it depends who he plays with as well. You know, because sometimes he's up a little bit more than others, and sometimes he's back a little bit. So you gotta, you know, I think that you gotta take that into context as well. Well, it's really good. The first thing is when a guy is out, any player is out, he usually has energy. In Bogosian's case, he has a lot of it. That's part of his makeup. He has a lot of it as it is. Yeah, the thing with Zach is that he's got weight, he's passionate, and he can get the puck stopped, and he can jump up, and he can do a lot of things where you can see him. He's an effective player. He can be an effective player in the games. So, you know, he's a guy that should be in your top four and pretty much has been since I've been here. So he's a guy that could really help you, and we look forward to having him back in the lineup.
When Jacob came back, I think you got
the guys' opportunities. We do the same thing. We try to get us playing well. We don't distribute minutes. We just distribute minutes by who's able to handle them and who's not. And sometimes you're trying to sort it out, trying to figure it out, and you're trying to look at pairs, try to figure out who's going. So, you know, if Truba was playing superb, then he would get a lot of minutes. If somebody else was, you know, that's how it kind of works. With Zach, we'll look to put him with Toby, but we'll have to judge how he plays. You know, like we can't automatically assume, here you go, here's whatever he's at, 24 minutes. If he's been out for a while, so we got to see how he does and how he goes, and we'll be determined by production. That's how all that shakes out.